Proclamation number 4956 of 25th of August, 1950. Rejecting the gift of God's grace. Darkness. God's grace must not be rejected. Consider these words and then you will understand that people have to go through suffering and misery in order to reach the aim by another path, which they could effortlessly achieve by using my grace. I struggle for every soul. I don't want it to get lost, and that is why I meet it again and again with my grace. I want to help it to reach the aim because I know that it is too weak on its own to seriously strive towards the aim of redeeming itself. Hence, where it lacks the strength to do so, my love will bestow grace upon it without measure, and it need only surrender to the effect of my grace without resistance. It need only allow itself to be drawn by my love and thus make use of the gift of grace. And it will be saved for eternity. Yet in their blindness people do not recognize my love and therefore also reject my grace. But I nevertheless have mercy on them and take their state of darkness into account. For I don't condemn people, only they don't free themselves from Satan's shackles, which are equal to condemnation because they signify complete remoteness from God. I have mercy on blind and ignorant people and therefore step into their path again and again. They certainly reject me and my gift of grace, but they lack the knowledge of what they are doing, and therefore I do not reject them but woo them on and on. But anyone who rejects my grace but has recognized it as grace sins against my love and cannot expect mercy. I will indeed approach him again and again, but it will be far more difficult for him to recognize me than before, because I will try to soften his heart with painful means and he will only be able to recognize me with difficulty in such means. Suffering, too, is a gift of grace because it is meant to lead the human being to me if he cannot find the path on his own or does not want to take it. And thus you will also understand that a precious gift will not be offered twice by me to the person who rejects it and yet had the knowledge, thus knows its value very well. He will have to answer for the gift of grace he rejected. But he will also walk in darkness because the light I offered him has been extinguished through his own fault and now the darkness is far deeper than before. I guide the light from heaven down to earth, and whoever is touched by its ray can illuminate his inner being and chase away the spiritual darkness. It is an immeasurable gift of grace which I distribute on earth, and my wisdom can truly recognize it who can be the guardian of this light. Yet it is never my will that the human being absorbs this divine light and thereby creates brightness for himself. Yet the fact that he can recognize it as light from the heavens if he wants to recognize it is the effect of this gift of grace which appears in every person who seriously strives towards me and thus uses all means my love offers him. And thus ignorance cannot be used as an excuse when a human being has to answer for his rightly or wrongly used will. Instead, the soul's resistance to my love and mercy will become obvious and thus also its affiliation to my adversary, who also influences the human being from below and impels him to reject my gift of grace. The human being is free, he is neither forced from above nor from below where the spiritual development of the soul is concerned. And thus a gift of grace will never be forced upon him again if he does not stretch out his hands longingly for it, yet whether it will ever be offered to him again on earth is doubtful, for only a repentant soul which sincerely asks me for it can be touched by the radiation of light again. Yet anyone who once rejects my grace will fall into deepest darkness and shun all light, because the Prince of Darkness will pull him down and he will surrender to his power and strength without resistance. Amen.